This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for...
The golf was beautiful. Golf can never be bad. Even if you play badly, it's still good.
The news.
If you had a bad day on the golf course, it's okay. It's better than other days.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Well, a man in California has been arrested once again for the same crime, the California butt sniffer.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with six locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
On WEEI.
All right, tote board at $242,223, and 1 hour left for us, but all day long and all day tomorrow at Fenway, and the two most important days of the year at the radio station, the 23rd annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Let's get to today's news, Courtney.
Well, one person has been arrested after over 100 people were illegally driving bicycles, dirt bikes, and motorized scooters through the streets of Boston on Saturday afternoon at one point, entering the Tip O'Neill Tunnel heading south on the Zakim Bridge.
Yeah. Do you see any of the videos of this?
If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, Mitch has those up right now.
Yeah.
So dangerous. Like, it was nuts. Authorities are still looking for others that were involved in this.
Yeah.
But they're popping wheelies.
Yeah.
They are.
What are they doing?
They're popping wheelies.
I mean, it's been a thing for the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
Maybe we shouldn't put it online and then reward them by showing them popping their wheelies.
Maybe that would stop
the behavior. Someone's going to die, though. If you're going onto the highway like that.
Well, there was a time when people who were in a dangerous way disrupting the progress of others would be immediately detained.
Yes.
But that doesn't seem to happen. And it's no fault of those whose job it is to do the detaining. For a long time, they were told they couldn't stop anybody or arrest anybody.
Right.
Just let them do it. It's nuts.
It is nuts. We can hear from one witness on WCVB.
Here comes one or two bicycles, and then 10 bicycles, and then 20 bikes. And we realized there's a whole wagon train of them still down the road. I thought it was like a little parade or something going on, but there was no escorts, no police there. And these kids are just blowing through traffic lights.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. You got to be careful.
Yes.
They basically said, you know what? You don't want to give us the proper bike lanes. That's why I drive my truck in the bike lanes.
Well, that's what
we should start doing that.
We went walking from the edge of Broadway. We walked to SOA yesterday. Lovely.
Yeah.
And we're walking back over the bridge to Southie, and this woman in a blue bike, as I am with James in the stroller, walking, is on the sidewalk. I go, lady, there's an entire lane for you right here.
No, no, no. They don't care about that.
Like, use the freaking lane. It's like 6 feet wide.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's what Mayor Wu's response will be to this, which is that we need bike lanes in the tunnels.
Right. We should put cars in the bike lanes and bike lanes where the cars are supposed to be.
By the way, joining us here tomorrow on day two of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon will be Josh Kraft.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Who is running for mayor and is going to come by and see us tomorrow morning.
No, Wu. I
reached out. I did. No, I sent an email. Yep. And I haven't heard back.
Still you always do.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. You always do. You give them an equal time opportunity.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right.
What do you guys think about, you know, we all love a good fire pit, but what do you think about the fire pits that are on top of a table? Gorgeous.
All right. Yeah. I like those.
Outside?
Well, so outside's gorgeous, but some people are starting to put them inside their home.
I don't think I would do that.
Firefighters are warning against doing that exact thing after an explosion at a home in Avon on Thursday night, leaving one person with third-degree burns all over their body. So now, there's more than just the fire table that plays into this, because the victim was reportedly using some type of alcohol to ignite the device it erupted in flames. Uh-huh. It burned to a temperature about 1,600 degrees.
Wow. Yeah.
We can hear from Assistant Fire Chief Brad Cronin on BZ.
Having an open flame device and a pouring of liquid into something that's already hot or maybe ignited just creates a very high fire risk. So we'd caution anybody to not use this type of a product.
You don't say.
Yeah, I would like when it comes to mixing the fire pit and alcohol, I would say 2-drink limit for everybody there at the party, and then you shut that baby off.
Yeah.
We have never been dumber.
No. Yeah.
Okay. We have an irrational fear in the news. There are warnings in Woburn after a bobcat was spotted by a homeowner right outside of her door. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you could see the video of this going on. Now, authorities are saying that while the bobcats are common in like Western Massachusetts, they're moving east and they're seeing more and more of them. Okay. Yes. We can hear from Laura, who caught the animal on camera, speaking to WHDH.
Just usually check the cameras. Sometimes there's other wildlife coming through here. This morning, I actually did a double, triple take and said, oh my God, I would have expected a bear to come through the yard before I saw a bobcat. We do live across the street from conservation land. And then it seems to be that there's a little wildlife corridor here.
Well, that will wake you up on the old man walk, Curtis. Head on with a bobcat.
I wouldn't even know what a bobcat looked like.
It looks like a massive cat, like a 40-pound cat and a bit taller. Now, is it a Fisher cat or a bobcat that makes like the baby crying
That's
sound?
That's the Fisher cat.
Those are really
scary.
I
encountered one of those, unfortunately, in the parking garage at 20 Guest Street when we used to be, when our building was over there.
What?
Those things are terrifying. Yeah.
Rip your jugular out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That terrifying. Fisher cat sound is what Ken sounded like after the Red Sox yesterday.
It was also what Courtney sounded like after one day with Jackson.
when
she called me in a panic.
But then Jackson texted me after that show and said, I'll be better tomorrow. I gotta just, you know, get the rust out.
That's all it is.
Get the rust
and
out.
He did better.
Okay. Yep. It's like riding a bike. Yes. I'm just going to get the rust off.
A hiker in Tennessee thought he was stronger than nature, so he picked up a rattlesnake. No reason why he did it, but the witnesses say he literally just saw it, picked it up.
Did he not hear the rattle? Does the rattlesnake rattle all the time, or is it only an occasional rattle?
Rattles quite frequently.
Is it a fear rattle?
Is it a pre-bite thing? Like they rattle and then attack?
But I think that a rattlesnake, if they're kind of slithering around, you can hear the rattle.
Okay.
But he immediately got bit on his hand, according to witnesses, and unfortunately, they tried to do CPR on him, transferred him to a hospital, and did unfortunately die.
Really?
Yes. That's they say that the type of rattlesnake that he unfortunately grabbed has the most lethal poison inside and can kill a human.
What the hell was he thinking?
I know.
I don't know.
Hey, you guys want to see me grab this rattlesnake now?
I thought it probably didn't realize it was a rattlesnake.
I mean, I think you would when it's going
like, yes, you would. Yes, you would think so, Wiggy. Yeah.
You would.
Let's talk about 38-year-old Maria Martin, a caretaker in Rutland. She was arrested last week after she turned her elderly patient's home into an erotic massage parlor.
Oh,
so
how old was the patient that she was caring for?
They are not giving an exact age, but well into 90s and okay. in memory care.
Oh. So probably sleeps a lot.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And so
did, but Maria had moved in
okay,
with
to take
her,
care of her as a nurse.
Yes.
Yeah.
But had turned it into this massage parlor. We can hear from a neighbor speaking to WHDH.
Then I heard about the exotic massage, and I was like, oh, my God. She was passing out flyers, advertising it. Every other day, there was a different vehicle in the driveway.
Wow.
Would this be a good time for me to do my alternate lead that I didn't do
Please.
This morning, even though yes. you wanted it, which was an irrational fear for old men? There is a New Jersey senior citizen... A man, do you know this story?
Yeah.
A man who was 76 years old who passed away after falling in a parking lot in New Jersey while he was rushing to catch a train to meet what he thought was a real woman who was living in New York City but was actually an AI chatbot.
Oh.
The worst.
That he had... fallen in love with.
Literally.
Yeah. The chatbot, as they do, became so familiar with him that the chatbot encouraged him to come to New York City at age 76 and to meet up with her. And he passed away. Well, is that not terrifying
terrifying
when it comes to the progress of the machines?
Sounded like Jackson's lead the other day, but terrifying, terrible, but then also he did die in love.
That's right.
Without knowing that it was a fake woman.
That is true.
That's
yes.
true.
I guess
win.
Like,
I
imagine
guess
if he had made it to New York City and realized
that. That would have really killed him.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter Mandelson, the UK ambassador to Washington, has urged league executives at the NFL to consider London as the host of a future Super Bowl. He wants it while he is still in office. The two main issues for London that keep coming up is time of day, because of the time difference between London and here.
It's 5 hours.
Yeah.
I lived there briefly.
All right. Well, you, I guess you'd have to flip it because those games are generally on at 9 a.m. They start here, right?
Right. But you could start at 8:30 in London, 3:30
here.
Eastern, 12:30 Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be better for the kids.
Or even 9:30. You could do 9:30 in the U.K. They stay up late in Europe.
So 9:30 at night, U.K. And
right.
What time would that be here?
That would be 4:30.
4:30 here.
It would be 4:30 here. It would be 2:30 in Denver. 1:30 in L.A. 11:30 in
Oh, is that 6 hours difference?
5 hours to London. I lived there briefly.
Oh, it's 5 hours? Okay.
Yep. So. 6 hours to the mainland.
Yeah. Wait, Curtis, did you live there?
I yes. did. I don't like yes, to talk about it. I went to an American school.
Does it change at all with daylight savings? Anything like
it
that?
It certainly does not.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't know if they don't do it, and then, you know,
right.
it's...
In July, it's an eight-hour time difference.
Okay. I can see them doing that, though.
Well, the other thing is February weather. They're worried about the weather being so terrible in London.
Well,
they have it in Minnesota?
Well, that's what those are the two issues that keep coming
right.
up for them.
They have domes out there, right? And then they have one in Minnesota,
they
and then
did.
They have another
that
one in
there,
New York.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen,
yeah.
I would assume.
I don't mind it. I don't care if it goes to London.
All right. Anything else?
Well, there's a hiker in California who was rescued after he was stuck behind a waterfall for 2 days. His name's Ryan Wardwell. He was hiking when the extreme hydraulics of a waterfall pushed him off his lines because he was doing, you know, the...
Repelling?
Yes. And trapped him behind a cascade of the Kern River.
He couldn't get out for two... It's water.
2 days. Could
How
not.
How can you not get out for 2 days?
They said it's insane. He would have died if he tried to.
Oh.
But he didn't return to his car. So that's when his family, his friends got authorities
How'd
involved.
They find him behind the waterfall?
They used infrared from helicopters to find him, and he was alert, fine, when they got him, and they were able to rescue him. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has the video of the rescue. It's pretty wild.
Probably cost $400,000 to rescue the guy. Like, should have stayed away from the waterfall.
They have, like, a special umbrella that they use? Because you said he's behind a waterfall.
No, no, no.
I don't know.
They
to
were
walk
able,
through it?
Well, I think they were able to. They were in gear to get through the waterfall, get him in the gear, and then come out.
Big TLC fans.
All right. Is that it?
That's
yes. All right, Courtney, great job on the news. And we are at Fenway Park. Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You have somehow, it's incredible, you have donated over $74 million to this cause over the last 23 years, and we're asking you to give again. And I know we do that a lot, but it's because you keep doing it over and over and over again. So if you want to make a donation, you can call 877-738-1234. You can text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Later today, Pats tight end Hunter Henry and the voice of the Sox, Will Fleming, join Jones and Keith. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Pats took their second preseason game on Saturday against the Vikings. 20-12 was your final in Minnesota. The main storylines there, Drake May was a bit iffy. Travion Henderson continues to impress. We did not see Stephon Diggs or Ramondre Stevenson in that one. The Stephon Diggs one more concerning than Ramondre. The Red Sox fell to the Marlins yesterday, 5-3 the final at Fenway, thanks to a three-run ninth inning for the bad guys. Garrett Crochet went seven innings in this one, giving up one run on three hits while striking out eight. The guys win the series 2-1. The Sox now have the Orioles in town, 7:10 first pitch with Dustin May getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Scotty Scheffler came back from four shots down to take the fifth victory of the year for him at the BMW Championship. So congratulations to Scotty Scheffler, another one in the bank. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. It's the final weeks to enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. This is your last chance to win a Boston sports experience and a $500 Shaw's gift card. Spend $50, get your code, and enter. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com.
All right, we are about to go over $300,000. We are right now at $299,830. I always want to, and there's way too many people who give every single year to thank everybody, but always want to thank those who support the show, who step up and give. And so I want to thank Tom and the whole Brunswick family up at the Brunswick in Maine. $25,000 donation that just came in from those guys up there, and we love going up there for road shows. And unbelievable, arguably one of the best beach bars in the United States of America, the Brunswick. So thanks for that, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are at Fenway Park. It's day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And joining us once again this year is Ann Gross. Long title here. Very accomplished title. I'm going to try all of it. Ann is the Senior Vice President of Patient Care Services at Dana-Farber, Chief Nursing Officer, and Ning Zhao Chair of Nursing. Did I get all of that right?
You did. Thanks so much.
Great to see you again.
Great to be here.
And I think, speaking of 23 years, your arrival at Dana-Farber coincided with the start of this incredible effort.
That's exactly right. 23 yeah. years ago in August, just as you are 23 years old this month.
Yeah. So in 23 years of doing this, what are the changes that you have seen?
Wow. So many advances in the field and new therapies that are bringing so much hope and cures and remission and longer survival to our patients and families. And it's just been extraordinary. And it keeps going. I mean, this is such a dynamic field, as you all know. Just amazing to be part of for all these years.
We heard from Jolie earlier, who's in the simulation training center, and that was so cool to hear. I've never heard of anything like that. Is that Dana-Farber and just how impressive Dana-Farber is as a whole to get nurses ready for the real world in a way that makes them feel ready?
Yeah, no, we were so fortunate to be able to, yes, to answer the first question, yes, that's Dana-Farber, right? Always looking for what do we need to do to be prepared clinically and in every way to care for our patients and their families. And so this was an amazing opportunity to build a center that will allow us now with our new hospital coming to prepare all the nurses that we need in the highly specialized way that that we do at Dana-Farber.
One of the things that you specialize in is patient care. We had Christian on, young man today, 17 years old, dealing with, you know, going through what he went through. But you see so many people from so many different ages because cancer affects everybody. Mm-hmm. What's the thing that you guys try to do when it comes to helping everybody of all different ages, not just younger kids, teenagers, adults, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, in nursing and patient care services, we take care of the whole family. We take care of the patient, all their siblings, their spouses, et cetera. And the one thing that I mean, there are many things that patients need in their families, but for us in nursing and patient care services, because we're looking at the whole patient, the whole family, we bring services and programs that, you know, things like health insurance don't reimburse us for. And that's why I just want to say things like this telethon are so important, particularly to us, because it allows us to access resources that make us able to bring these programs to people. So many things. I don't know if you've heard yet about our the latest development. We're opening a food pantry this fall. I don't know if you've heard about that, but you know, a cancer diagnosis in a family can be devastating, especially if it's in the family member who is the person working. And sometimes, yeah. you know, because of long treatment regimens mm-hmm. and so on, has to take a leave from a job, and maybe they've run out of paid leave. So things like food insecurity become a real issue. And of course, while you're being treated for cancer, nutrition is incredibly important. Yeah. So we're opening a food pantry that will allow us to offer food to our patients and their families. And believe it or not, 30% of our patients that we see at some point in their care have food insecurity. So
wow.
this is
yeah.
a huge...
Well, it's so important you bring up the families and the, you know, the insurance part of it and the insurance I don't want to get into that whole thing, but it should be covering everything, but oftentimes it isn't. But in addition, the families are there for such a long period of time with their loved one. And what you do as an organization for those families, and whether it's the counseling that they can get, whether it is a non-denominational religious service that they can experience, all those things I'm sure make a huge difference when it comes to caring for those who are caring for the patient.
They absolutely do. And, you know, we try also to connect. We have programs in nursing and patient care services where we connect patients and family members to other patients and family members who have been through a similar disease trajectory and treatment, so that they don't feel alone. You know, there's nothing like having someone else who's been there a little ahead of you, and you can see the hope for what will be the outcome. So we do try to do that.
Yeah, and I think it was, we were there a couple weeks ago on a tour that Dana-Farber hadn't been there, I think, since pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I wish everybody that's watching and hearing this today had that privilege, because we've all been in many hospitals. Hospitals are places we run the hell out of, in my experience. Walking in there, it was so different. It was just bright, and you felt like the people in there are dealing with the toughest battle of their life. And you have so many people like yourself that have this sunny disposition that are able to enter a place that would create cynics out of almost anyone. And what is it about the Dana-Farber that makes it that way? And where does the money go in terms of what you're able to deliver outside of just the treatments or infusions or in that regard?
Well, I could go on all day, which I'm sure we don't have, about what makes Dana-Farber special. But you're right, it is a very special place. And I think the field of oncology attracts people who want to really make a difference in people's lives over a long period. And I think when you work in this field, you gain an understanding of the preciousness of life, the importance of being in the moment, because any of our lives can change on a dime. And so, you know, I think we also have this culture where everyone that works at Dana-Farber is there for the same reason. We're there for our patients, we're there for their families, and we're there to advance the field and eradicate cancer. So when you have a strong mission like that, it's very compelling and very exciting to go to work every day. And to answer your question about where do the funds go, we have so many, our patients have so many, and their families have so many needs, as we were saying earlier, that don't get reimbursed by insurance. I've talked here before about the cooling caps that we are able to provide to our patients to prevent hair loss. Hair loss during treatment is one of the most emotionally challenging aspects of treatment. And to be able to preserve your hair is key. And of course, insurance companies don't cover that widely. So it's expensive, and resources, we can offer that with donations like we get here every year. It's just such a privilege to be here with you all and have you supporting what we do, because there are so many services that we want and need to provide to our patients and their families that we can't do without your support.
Well, congratulations on 23 years.
Thank you. And same to you.
And thank you for 23 years. And what you do is extraordinary, and we appreciate it. You can hear the phones being answered, and it makes such a difference when it comes to being able to hear what you guys do every day for those who are giving. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. It's my total pleasure to be with you all.
All right. And you didn't run too long. We're timed right out here on the break.
Ken's pump.
That was perfect. All right. We are at Fenway Park. And are we going to get the Hill Notes coming up? I think we'll probably do that before we end the show today.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So all of that coming up. If you want to give, and by the way, thanks to those of you who have given so far this morning, but you want to give, call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. You can also go online at jimmyfund.org, or you can, if it makes it easier, you can just text to give, and that's any amount. Text KCANCER to 56512. That's 56512.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and extraordinary support so far this morning, but we got a long way to go. Actually, we can probably move Rob Hill up on the Rob Hill Illustrator. Or whatever we're calling that. Courtney, if you would be so kind.
I would love to.
Because we are up over $300,000 that you have given so far. But we got a long way to go. And Rob Hill this morning on this show pledged $1 million. And if we get to $1 million by the end of tonight's game, then that's a match. And that'll be $2 million. And we will be closer to beating last year's incredible number, which was just short of $4 million. And as I've been saying all morning long, $74 million donated over the last 23 years when it comes to it's extraordinary what people can do with a goal and when everybody gets together. And so that's – and by the way, that comes in $25 increments and $50 increments and $10 increments every year. So it's incredible.
And the easiest thing ever, if you're working hard today, if you don't feel like you have the time to call in, the texting capability is so easy. I did it during the show. It's the easiest thing to do. So yeah. If you don't have time to call, don't worry about that. Send a text.
Yep. It's really simple. You can text KCANCER to 56512 and text to give any amount. And we're back here tomorrow morning. I know I mentioned that Josh Kraft would be on the show tomorrow morning. And we may have another guest tomorrow morning, which we discussed earlier this morning. Is that correct?
This is a very, very impactful 15 minutes. Courtney killed a guy on social media.
Yeah.
And I am currently replying to the press secretary of our mayor, Mayor Wu.
Excellent.
About coming and joining us here tomorrow around this
excellent.
Time.
All right. All right. Fantastic. All right. So should be great.
Looking should be
forward
awesome.
To it. Before we go, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Greg, I think it's amazing what you guys have been able to do at the Jimmy Fund and the Jimmy Fund in general, how much money you guys have been able to raise. So kudos to you and kudos to all the people who have donated.
Yeah, it's really we just do the talking, so it's really not us. It's really the generosity of this radio and viewing audience. And pretty incredible when you think about it over that period of time. I mean, getting close to $100 million, which is extraordinary, an extraordinary amount of money.
It's so crazy, and it's always so shocking to me the second day when we come in and we see the board and we see the jump. I mean, we're only here for 4 hours, then we leave. To see, you know, $316,000 in 4 hours is
yeah.
so wild to me when you put things into perspective. But then when we come in tomorrow, I'm sure it'll be over a million.
Well, it better
be.
Yeah. My guy Wiggs is hosting the 50-50 tonight here at,
yeah.
Here at the old ballpark.
Yeah, you know, I love that. I go 50-50. I get to do what Curtis did in the sense of being a worker here at the ballpark and everything.
Yeah.
It's always a good turnout.
Just, I mean, what kind of a lead you need to in order for this team, in order to stick around for the 8th and 9th? You need a 7-8 run lead? I mean, what did they blow on Saturday? Was that a 5-run lead?
Yeah, 7-2, yeah.
Yeah, that led them to have to bring in Chapman. That precluded him from pitching yesterday.
Yeah. Unless it's one of those 14-1 leads like they had against, who was that, the Astros?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's you can probably leave then.
But the thing about these 2 days, to go back to why we're here, it's the people that have been treated here and the families of those patients that get the $74 million. Like, there is no way for any of us, in the best possible light, to do a fraction of what Christian Mayo did this morning. Where you're sitting here, you're not on the radio, you're not on TV, this isn't your life. You're with these big bright lights, your family's right there, and just the way in which he was able to so confidently discuss his treatment, his most vulnerable experience as a very young person in front of New England is just so remarkable. Like, that's what you give to, and Lisa was telling me off the air that trying to get him to say, I'll go on the trip, because you feel like you don't want the world to see you. You're fighting cancer. You have radiation. You're losing your hair. You've got all of these things. You feel awful. And for them to go on these bonding trips to spring training, I've been down there when the kids are there. You would have no idea, if not for the scars of the treatment, that these kids were undergoing cancer care. They are so happy. Their community is being built. And that's all thanks to donations that allow this group of 20 kids, imagine the worst thing, imagine your child is stricken with this, and you have the opportunity to see that kid without you there, having fun and smiling with their favorite baseball team. It's just, you can't put a number to it.
And we keep talking about the way in which they take care of the entire family. And when we were on our tour at Dana-Farber, something that's just stuck with me is the young adult room that they just built very recently. When you think about a child going through this, it must be so scary. And they're with their parents and, you know, there's balloons and they're taking care of a young child. When you think of adults going through this, they must be terrified, but they're an adult and there's a completely different wing for them to be in the middle of that, to be in high school, to be in college. I can't even imagine the weirdness that you must feel. You're going through weird stuff with your body to begin with, to now be battling cancer. To have this space now just for the young adults was so forward thinking, and that's Dana-Farber in a nutshell.
Got another friend of the show to thank, and that is Dave Delaney and his wife Manook, who just checked in with a $10,000 donation. And
wow.
Dave is, they are the owners of the Lobster Trap, where we did an unbelievable road show this year, Trading Post Lounge,
yep.
where we were the night before, and incredibly generous to not only this cause every year, but to they help us out with a million things. So want to thank those guys very much for that.
Awesome.
And that gets us up around $316,000, $316,226 to be exact. Shime, I know we're running out of time, but let's see if we can squeeze a few more Hill Notes in before we go.
I would just like to take this moment to thank
Christopher Curtis on his spot-on bet that I asked him about last week with taking the Patriots in the first half. Thank you, Curtis. And on behalf, I won $200, and I will donate $100 to the Jimmy Fund.
Okay.
Oh, I'll take the other 100.
All right. any of your I don't feel like any of your concerns about Will Campbell have been assuaged so far.
No, I think you're going to have concerns until, you know, we're going to have concerns until he can show he can consistently block in the passing game, because we all think he's a very good run blocker. He has that, you know, that edge to him. You want that nastiness that he talks about. But the NFL, and they pay those guys based on how they can protect the blind side of the quarterback. And that is going to be the biggest thing that we're going to be watching all season long.
Ken Laird, check in on the Joe Milton sack in the end zone for the safety.
LOL.
I mean, I don't like to toot my own horn, but a pretty good tweet by me on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Milton's passer rating was. So I said, Joe Milton has done the unthinkable. He has a passer rating lower than Ken Laird's BAC. 0.0. Ken still says he wouldn't trade a first-round pick for Joe Milton.
Where are all those Joe Milton people now? I'm curious.
Look, for as much mistakes as can happen when Jackson is producing the show, you gotta give it to him. The Office would not be the same if Michael Scott was some buttoned-up boss. Family Matters would not be the same if Steve Urkel wasn't clumsy. So Jackson, yes, I get there can be mistakes, but it absolutely adds to so much hilarity in my day. So I love it when he's on. It just, some of the things that come out of his mouth or the random buttons that get pushed, it adds so much just hilarity to the program. It's not like he's actually disrupting the enjoyability of it. So for all of you guys, good job. And Jackson, keep your head up, brother.
All right.
That's what I say. Yeah, I love his leads.
Vote for Jack.
Never know what you're going to get with them.
How were his leads?
Oh, they were all over the board. They ranged, really.
Variety. I mean, he has variety.
He is. Yeah. Oh, you weren't here. This was actually very big news. He's 2 months sober. So he told us that on Monday.
Yeah.
Or no, Wednesday, because Shine was in for 2 days. Yeah. So very, very big news for Jackson.
Oh, but based on how you said he produced, he maybe should go back to drinking.
Curtis made that joke.
Oh, he did.
You guys are so
funny. I said I got sober and I could never run a board. Maybe it's something about it.
He does dumpster dive for golf bags.
Oh, he does.
Yes.
That was another lead. Yeah.
I didn't know that people actually threw their golf bags in the dumpster, and then he sells them for like $60.
And he needs an apartment.
Right.
Which I said you could probably help him out with.
I could.
Yeah. Oh.
How would I?
I mean, people at Echelon. And,
okay. I didn't know if you meant living with he and the fiance.
I don't know.
With me and Lindsay.
Well, you do have a two bed now.
Well, we do. True. Yeah, that is true.
But I wouldn't do that to Lindsay.
Yeah.
Where would Bolt sleep?
All right, maybe one more, Shime. I don't know. Go ahead.
Shime, I don't want to get you concerned, but are you a little worried about your boy Drake May? Two preseason games, both against backups. He's got 12 pass attempts, 7 completions, 5 of those completions behind the line of scrimmage. He's got a horrible fumble, a ball that clearly should have been intercepted, and his biggest pass play was a broken play to Hollis down the field, which he almost overthrew. Meanwhile, Jackson Dart, Caleb Williams, some of these young Shador Sanders, young players look pretty damn good in their games against starters. I don't know, Shime, I'd be nervous.
Shador Sanders never played against starters. I don't know what he's talking about. Neither
but Shador did
Dart,
look good, though. He did look good.
That's
I think
great.
He was, what, 12 or 13, 2 tugs?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No. I mean, but if you can only evaluate these guys who they're playing against, right? But it's like you criticize them when they're playing against the backups, right? So if they do well against the backups, you gotta give them props for doing well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd like more, but we got to get out of here. So, incredible first day. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
All right. That's it. Unbelievable. Thank you so much for giving so far this morning. Jones and Keefe are coming up next. And we got to get to that $1 million by the end of the ball game tonight.
And don't miss 10:15, Shaughnessy and Jones reliving. So, Jones, you wouldn't remember this because you weren't really into sports at the time.
You're not going to hit the post here because...
Sorry. Go ahead.
It's fine.
I was just promoting the show that's coming up next.
It's the post, though.
Shaughnessy and Jones coming up. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Long time till we raise another glass. You can rest assured that next time we'll have ourselves a laugh. Yeah, we'll have ourselves a laugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.